ABC Radio Australia.
Well, away from discussions over who will be the host next year, one of the key features of this year's UN climate talks has been protests on the streets of Billum. Thousands have marched to demand stronger action from world governments to limit carbon emissions. As the ABC's Finau Fonua reports, Indigenous and Pacific activists have been working together in the name of climate action.
Thousands of people marched through the Brazilian city of Belém. Many of those marching were indigenous people from the Amazon who demanded a halt to mineral and energy operations in the Amazon jungle. Last week, dozens of indigenous Brazilian men stormed one of the COP30 venues and clashed with security. They were protesting against the Brazilian government's policy on logging, cattle farming and mineral extraction, and its impacts on their home, that being the Amazon forest. And they had the backing of Pacific Islanders.
The indigenous peoples of the Amazon are such incredible people. Their connection to land, water, is similar for us in the Pacific.
George Nadewa has worked closely with indigenous groups in Brazil. He's the Pacific Regional Organizer for 350.org, a climate action organization that has been at the of climate activism at COP meetings. Earlier this year in April, he was in Brazil to coordinate the signing of a letter with indigenous Brazilian activists calling for an urgent transition away from fossil fuels.
The struggles are the same, and it's one of survival. And this is such a great opportunity with COP. It's an opportunity for indigenous people that face the brunt of not only the climate crisis, but also of human rights violations, to be at the forefront of these negotiations.
The Amazon rainforest covers over 7 million square kilometers of land in South America and has been dubbed by scientists as the lungs of the world. That's because it absorbs large amounts of carbon dioxide and releases oxygen, a critical function for mitigating the effects of fossil fuel emissions and the greenhouse gas effect. Living sustainably within this vast ecosystem are thousands of indigenous peoples whose way of life has changed little since their ancestors first arrived to South America more than 21,000 years ago. Most live a subsistent hunter-gatherer life in small villages, typically numbering no more than a few dozen people. In fact, many of them are still uncontacted by the developed world. But both illegal and state-sanctioned logging has threatened the livelihoods of these people, as well as the lungs of the world itself.
The impacts weather from logging are extremely harmful.
Toya Mancineri is the head of the coordination of the indigenous organizations of the Brazilian Amazon. She says indigenous peoples are at the forefront of combating the climate crisis.
Almost 80% of the world biodiversity is found in indigenous territories. We made a call for indigenous people of the Pacific to join this effort.
The link between indigenous peoples of the Pacific and the Amazon was strengthened earlier this year when the Forest Defender Camp was held in a remote village in the West Papua province of Indonesia. It saw the gathering of dozens of subsistent peoples from forests in Asia, the Pacific, Africa, and the Amazon.
Indigenous people are born with their knowledge from the ancestor who know best what to do for the future generation.
Papuan activist Francisca Rosari says the different groups talked about challenges their communities faced, like deforestation and the increasing occurrence of natural disasters.
We're trying at the end of the finalizations. For the first time, I think it's really complicated. Everyone wants to discuss about anything, what's the struggle and the issue.
At the conclusion of the Forest Defender Camp, the CIRA Declaration was signed. It called for the protection of tropical forests. With final climate negotiations underway in Belém, all eyes from the Pacific and from the Amazon are waiting for the final outcome.
And that is Whenau Whanua with that report.